now. Lord, I pray that it I speak to it right now, and I say that it cannot and will not affect a second time. It will not come against them again. Lord, you have given the command already in your word, Lord. You say that the affliction will not come a second time. It's talking about a battle. I get that. It's talking about what's coming against you. But Lord, you have the same authority to speak those words and say that this virus won't come against. But Lord, right here in this body, in this person, in this vessel, I pray that you can speak the word to her of healing right now. Speak the word over her right now of faith and belief, and let her rise up. And Lord, let a healing come into this body and touch her, O Lord, so that this COVID has no grip on the lung, has no grip on the organs of the body. Father, we continue to lift up Elsie Price to you. And we know that he's improving. We know that he's getting better. But Lord, today they're even looking at putting in the piece of equipment that makes the heart beat better. And we're looking for a new day dawning on him. Morning by morning, let the mercies arise. Father, I pray for Anna, Lord, that you would be with her, strengthen her, giving her comfort, giving her rest in every moment. I pray, Lord, with every minute of sleep, you give her hours of rest. And Father, today we bring Ricky before you. Lord, I pray that you would touch Ricky right now. God, I pray that you would interact with inside his life. Oh, Father, cause a reaction that's down inside of there. Cause there a process of procedure, Lord, that would create a new activity in this man's life. Lord, I pray that you would touch and just be so powerful inside his life that he changes. And Father, I pray for, what was his last name?
Mignon.
I was saying Megan, and I knew that wasn't right. Yeah. Mignon. Father God, we pray for Mignon today. Lord, that you would bless. Whew. Lord, I feel a blessing coming upon her that'll overtake her and override. Father, I pray a blessing that'll pile up on her like she's never known before. Father God, I pray that you'll open doors that have been slammed shut in front of her that were never meant to be shut. Lord, you open those doors and man can't shut them. Lord, I pray also that there have been things opened against her that need to be shut. And I pray, Lord, that you shut those doors, because if you shut them, no man can open them. Lord, I pray today blessings in her life beyond measure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Before I start the sponsors, would you please share the information about your church, Pastor Kevin?
Absolutely.
Location.
Absolutely.
And service times. And
absolutely. Fantastic. Thank you for that opportunity to do that. Listen, I just want you to know that we have the greatest people in the greatest place, just being a servant for a great God. That's just who we are. We're doing great things. We are located out on South Randall. If you were to take Randall Street, one of our main north and south streets, and you just head south, right before you cross I-40, there's a large facility on the right side of the road, on the west side of the road, has three big old triple crosses on the street sign, as well as three big triple crosses on the building. That is known as First Assembly of God. And I am the pastor there, and we have an incredible children's program. We have a great team that works with the children's program. We have a great youth department. Again, the same team works there. We have shifted away from having a youth pastor, children's pastor, and we have a student pastor, a credentialed young lady that is just phenomenal with what she does, and she's put together a great team of workers and helpers that are all part of it. And so for student ministries, powerful ministry right there. We have Sunday morning services. We have two different adult classes that are being taught through the Bible. They begin at 9:30 a.m. and then our morning worship begins at 9:45, and we enjoy it so much. We love it. We have a great time on that Sunday morning time of worship. Then on Wednesday evenings, we have a full student ministry in the back. Every age group from newborn, actually, they'll keep them in the nursery if you prefer that, and it goes all the way up to 18 years old and above a little bit. We have a college class that is represented in there as well, and so all that student activity. And then in the main sanctuary, one of my favorite things to do is rightly dividing the Word of God. And on Wednesday nights, we have a Bible study that gathers in a back small room. And we have an open format type thing and also a lecture type thing every Wednesday night. It may be different. Right now, we are studying the minor prophets, and things are coming out of there that are just, I just call it phenomenal. It's eye-opening of what we're learning about the minor prophets. Very good. Very class. It begins at 7 o'clock. The students can come for a feeding, and a meal is provided for them at 6:30. And then their services back there start whenever they get through eating. I don't know. I don't have control of that. I don't know. But if they around about 7 o'clock, it all begins to take place. And then we try to wrap it all up by 8 o'clock so that we get you out of there and get back for your routine. So great place, 2701 South Randall, First Assembly of God. Great church.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. The Refuge Church, located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre. They are in the New Liberty Church now. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. And then Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. We all have guidelines that we live by. These guidelines are protective. They're essential to a truly productive life. They not only give you increase on the outside, they bring you security on the inside. When the guidelines are established is important. You don't want to establish them in the journey, but before you begin, how you start will be an indicator of where you will end.
Bart Ison Ford was recently awarded the Ford President's Award for the fifth time. We want to thank our customers as we celebrate this prestigious award. We love what we do, and you're the reason we're the number one auto dealer of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle.
They're loyal to me, and I'm loyal to them. For us at PK & Company, we always buy our vehicles at Barbara Dyson Ford, now and forever.
All of us here at Hutchinson will love the people and the trucks we get at Barbara Dyson.
I buy all my family vehicles as well as my company vehicles for Smith Ag from Barbara Dyson.
Come experience the difference at Barbara Dyson Ford and check us out at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Kevin Akins. His title is A Word in Season. Back to you, sir.
A Word in Season. You know, so far we've talked about it in Isaiah chapter 50, excuse me, verse 4. It actually takes this one little phrase, and I know that I pull it out because I want it to apply to us. It says, I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. And that's what we're talking about today. The Lord has done that for us, but it should even be for us. There's so many people that are weary today, so many people that are broken today, so many people that are hurting today. You can't go anywhere without seeing it or hearing it. And it doesn't matter whether you're at a full-blown, incredible activity, like our first home football game here in Elk City. Man, it was back there. It was great. There were so many people there, and the smiley faces and everything that was going on. But even in the midst of that, I saw and heard people that are weary. They're hurting. They're broken. It doesn't matter even if it's in a church service where the religion is good and the touch of God and the presence of God is there. There's weariness and crisis, and things are happening all over, everywhere, all around us. We're weary in the mind. We're weary in the body. We're weary in the heart. But we need to have a word in season to help him who is weary. I have two more one that I want to share with you just real quick. One of the things that we're finding are people that are weary, that have a weary consciousness. And that's a good thing. they're feeling guilty all the time, feeling shame all the time. That's a good thing. How can that be a good thing? Now, trust me, I'm not a hater, and I don't like looking down on people, and but I am a pastor, and I think it is a good thing when people recognize their sin or they recognize that they have fallen away from God. I want your conscience to be stirred inside of you when you distance yourself away from God. When you stop praying or you stop reading the Bible or you stop coming to church, I want you to feel a little guilty. I want you to feel a little shame. Not because I get some kind of sick pleasure of seeing that you are ashamed of yourself. No, get that out of your head. Come on. I want you to feel the presence of God. I want you to know the blessings of God. I want you to know the favor of God. I want you to know the goodness of God. How can you know that if you, as in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 2 and 3, if you have stepped away because of your transgression, if you have sold yourself out because of your own sinful lifestyle, your own sinful choices, they all come with consequences. How are we going to do it? I want you to have a conscience. So how do we speak a kind word to someone who's in that season of feeling guilty and feeling ashamed? Do we don't walk up to them and say, serves you right, I told you so. You know, those are not the right words to say. It's not right to say, I was wondering when you'd return. You know, that's not the right words to say. It's about time you came to your senses. You've been a prodigal too long. Those are not the right words to say. How do we speak that kind word to those that are burdened with sin, that are fearing to even return to God because they feel like they're already too far lost or too far gone or they're too far out or they have some dreadful secret that's really bad inside their heart and they don't want to let that out? I want to tell you this. These are kind words to people, even though they may sound harsh. This word that is spoken in season cannot be taken lightly. It has to be a word that says, I just want to make sure that you understand that your sin has caused these consequences. This guilty feeling is a good thing. It's a God thing. But the thing that you need to do now is admit that there's sin in your life. Believe that Christ will and can forgive you. Confess that sin to the Lord. Repent from it and don't go back to it. This isn't a harsh word. This is not a word of hatred. I got told that I'm so full of hate because I told somebody that they were living in sin. There's no hate in me when I'm telling somebody that sin has separated you from God and you're away from His blessings. I want you to be blessed and highly favored of God. You can't be blessed and highly favored of God and choose to continue in the sin that you're living in. The positive thing, the kind word, is being able to say, I know you're missing out on God, but I also know that there is a gift of life that follows. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. We should all know it. We should all hear it. We should all be aware of it. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The wages of sin, the end of result of sin, the payment for sin, the consequences to sin is death. It's death to your hope, death to your faith, it's death to your life, it's death to your dreams, it's death to your passions, it's death to things that you care about and things that you hope for. It's death. It's death. But to God be the glory, that verse of Scripture doesn't end right there. It's not a bad thing. Listen, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the gift of God is eternal life. It's a continual life. It's an everlasting life. It's a repeat back to life. It's a redo on life. It's a reset on life. It's life for your dream, life for your passion, life for your life, life for your hope. It's life. It gives life. It gives birth to the things that you need inside of you. And it is always and will always be through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the positive note is this. This is a kind word. You're feeling guilty and you're feeling ashamed. I love you, but I'm telling you that shame and that guilt is coming because of your sin. Therefore, A, admit it, that sin has happened. It has occurred. B, believe with all your heart that Christ can and will forgive you. C, confess it to the Lord. I'm done with this. I don't want this sin anymore. I want it out. And then repent from it. Lord, I'm through with it. I'm done with it. I'm turning away from it. And I'm turning totally towards you, God. And if you can control my life, then you can have my life, everything about it. I did it. I don't want the wages of death anymore. I want eternity with life from now on. I want a continual flow of life in my system. And then you will find one more person, and I'm going to end with this one, and I'm going to wrap this up. You will speak with the people who have a weariness in their emotions, in their disappointments. Those emotions and those disappointments, just speak to them kindheartedly and let them know that they're still worth something in Christ. No matter how low we get, no matter how broken we get, no matter how down we get, Christ is still there for you, always will be. And you think, well, I'm not very important. I'm not worthy of his presence. I want to remind you of this scripture. This is a good one to end on. I want you to write this down. This is one of my favorite scriptures. Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. And God spoke this to my heart a long time ago. I've carried this with me. I rely on it so often. Even as a pastor, I want you to know that the days of darkness try their best to settle in on me. They try real hard to get me down. I fight it just like anybody else does. But I come back to this thought. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is teaching a principle. And his principle is, he says in verse 6, he said, are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins? A lot of history behind that. I don't have time to go into it. And not one of them is forgotten before God. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of far more value than many sparrows. God takes care of the sparrows, and you're worth more than the sparrows. Here's the ending phrase I want you to catch today before I'm gone. You're worth it. And God paid for you. You're worth it. Christ died for you. You're worth it. I care about you because you're worth it. We love you because you're worth it. You need to tell yourself today you're worth it. Speak to your heart. Speak to your mind. Speak a word in season to the weary. Stop being weary. Get up and get after it. Let me pray for you. Father God, we love you today. You're so good to us. You're so kind to us. Our heart and our passion is wrapped up in you. We pray that you accept our prayer of forgiveness today. Lord, everyone on this air that is asking you right now, that admitting sin is in their life, they're believing that you can and will forgive them. They're confessing that sin right now to you. Lord, I pray that you erase it and touch them right now. Let your presence be strong in their life so that they'll change forever and give you glory through all things. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from Pastor Kevin Akins, y'all have a blessed Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.